So this is it. This is the sound of Barkham Cork lunch. This is a very noisy assembly. There's all sorts of conversations going on here. Now I'm actually here with Yvonne Coughlin. Red Sandstone Varied Productions. Is that right? What's Barkham Cork like this morning? We're both chewing sandwiches, so she's actually, I better talk for a second so that she has a chance to swallow. What sandwich did you eat?
Chicken and salad.
Oh yeah, I got chicken and salad too, you know. Now, in the one hand is delicious. Chicken and salad sandwich, which you probably want to eat, and in the other hand is a glass of some clear liquid.
It's hot water.
It's hot water, right,
I'm
okay.
I'm trying to avoid the coffee.
This is a very dry assembly, isn't it? A very dry assembly. Come on, say something to the audience.
It's been very, very good. I've had some lots of new thoughts with regard quirky marketing that I might go for. Because, I mean, I do theatre and film, so our marketing strategy should be a bit more off the wall than it is. So far, that's what I'm thinking. I'm going, what can I do? How can I take Cork by storm?
Did you go to the session on guerrilla marketing?
Yeah, I did.
Come on, I missed it. Tell me what it was like. I really wanted to be there.
Well, basically, it was Kira Crossan telling us about her trip to the wife-carrying competition, which they used as a quirky marketing ploy for weddingdates.ie. Yeah, that's her company.
This was wife-carrying in Finland, wasn't it?
Yep, that was it.
So what did you say that was interesting?
The thing that kind of resonated with me is that they turned their trip into a whole seven-day marketing ploy in that they had a storyline of how they were getting there and why they were getting there. So for me, what I'm thinking is I can do the same thing with a film crew. We want to do documentaries anyway. So what we need to find is the place where we're going to and why we're going there and how it links into the business. But it's a really fascinating way of looking at it again. You know, it's more fun than the, you know, sitting down working out marketing strategy. It's like, how can we make people interested? They don't care about our businesses. They don't care about our companies. They want something to entertain them. So let's find that and give it to them.
So tell me now, I'm going to put you on the spot. What are you actually going to... Are you going to do anything or is this just a load of waffle?
No, I'm definitely going to do something. I just don't know exactly what it is, but I do love the idea of what she did, which was get in a camper van and go on a seven-day trip.
Have you heard about the crowd who went in a camper van all the way across the United States?
No, tell me.
Well, I can't remember much about it. Somebody out there, get in touch with Yvonne and tell her about it. But a crowd of people in the United States got on a camper van, did a whole load of social media buzz on their way across.
Absolutely, that's what I'd love to do. And I know I can do it. I just need to pull the people who are interested in doing it with me together.
Okay, I'll do it with you, right?
Will you?
We will go somewhere, right? Right. We'll go somewhere together, right? And I'll join the band of people and I'll help make a buzz with you, right? How about that?
That sounds great.
Where do we go?
Well, we need to go a fair old distance.
Like out to West Cork?
Oh no, we have to leave the country. We have to leave the country.
Well then we leave the country. We go to Cove.
We'll go to somewhere in Europe. We'll go around Europe. How about around Europe in so many days?
We'll bring a fridge, will we?
No, that's been done. We need to think of something else other than the fridge.
Okay, what about...
I have a friend who just had his motorcycle delivered from India with a sidecar. I think that would be hilarious.
Hey, there's a woman here who does sidecar racing.
No
she,
way!
Yeah, seriously. She actually sits in the sidecar while the other person charges around the place.
Yeah.
I think it's Elaine. I think she's gone, actually. I think she's the woman who was Smart Solutions.
Brilliant idea. But something like that. Although I do like the idea of having the whole home, the camper van, so you don't have to worry about lodgings wherever you're going. And you can stop wherever you feel like you need to or should or wherever it's interesting or wherever people would like to hear about or see about.
Camper vans, do you know about Aeroball? This is an effort to raise money for charity. I know somebody who went around Ireland, began in Wicklow and went all the way to Cork in a week in a camper van, raising money for charity last summer.
That sounds great. A lot of the work that we do, we try and have something that goes towards charity. I mean, the Christmas project is going to be going towards a children's charity.
Which
one? I
don't
know if this is going to be linking in. It's called A Christmas Pageant. It's a panto-style family show. We're going to be part of Kinsale Christmas in Temperance Hall and part of Christmas in the Park in the Cork City Library. Just waiting on confirmation on the Cork City Library. They want it, but we don't know how we fit into Christmas in the Park, obviously because we're indoors. But, yeah, that one is kind of almost set now. I'm not sure whether the whole trip in the camper van is going to fit in with that one. That might be for the next project.
Hey, can we go to Spain? I fancy going around Spain.
I like Spain an awful lot. I've been to Barcelona quite a few times.
And I've never been to Barcelona.
Party city.
I went to Compostela this summer. It was great city. You'd never believe it, you know? Not just for people who are big into religion, but for just a great place for hanging out.
Yeah. I haven't been. I know lots of people who have. But no, not yet. So that could be one of the ideas.
Okay, we'll have to work on this.
Yes, we will.
I think we need more than you and me, though.
We just started this thinking about this idea.
So the idea is a journey. Marketing, we're going to turn marketing into a journey as opposed to a project or something.
Well, it's a project.
And we'll make it up on the hoop.
Yeah, we'll have some sort of a plan and definitely a goal. We'll figure those out in the next 2 days, and then we'll start the work on how we're getting there, and where we're going, and why we're going, and who we're going with.
Okay. We'll have coffee on this.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks very much. I got to say goodbye to Yvonne Cotman before she inveigles me into going further than Napoleon went. Cheerio from Bar Camp Cork. Bye.